This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Authorities in Saudi Arabia have seized more than 5 million medical masks that were illegally stockpiled during the coronavirus outbreak. That's what state media reported Sunday as the death toll in that kingdom doubled. The ministry said people behind these activities would be prosecuted and that the confiscated masks would be redistributed to the open market. Pharmacies in the oil-rich kingdom have reported shortages of masks. There's been panic buying. The kingdom's health ministry Sunday said the death toll from COVID-19 had doubled to 8, with the number of infections just shy of 1,300, the highest in the Gulf region. Riyadh has imposed a nationwide partial curfew and barred entry and exit from Islam's two holiest cities, Mecca and Medina. The kingdom is facing a double blow of virus-led shutdowns and crashing oil prices. India's prime minister apologized in a radio address Sunday to citizens for the sweeping 21-day lockdown that has brought the country of 1.3 billion people to a halt, leaving many migrant workers jobless and penniless. Meanwhile, Delhi's chief minister urged rural migrants not to go home after a massive exodus began from cities, with many workers making the long journeys on foot. And Syria has confirmed its first coronavirus death. Globally, more than 669,300 people have contracted the disease, and at least 30,980 people have died. For more on this and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is backing a call by the United Nations for a global ceasefire to allow the world to focus on fighting the coronavirus pandemic instead. Saying the disease knows no borders, Francis appealed to everyone to stop every form of bellicose hostility and seek out corridors for humanitarian help, diplomatic efforts, and attention to the most vulnerable. Globally, more than 669,300 people have contracted the disease. The countries with the highest number of cases and in order are the United States, Italy, China, Spain, and Germany. Some 8 hours after stunning the New York metropolitan region with a proposal to place it under quarantine, U.S. President Donald Trump decided against imposing a broad lockdown. His reversal comes on the same day as the U.S. death toll tops 2,100, more than doubling in just 3 days. Of the fatalities, more than a quarter are in New York City. Health authorities urge residents in the states of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut to refrain from non-essential domestic travel for 14 days. China reported 45 new coronavirus infections Sunday, all but one of them imported from abroad. That compares with 54 cases the previous day, all of those imported. After taking draconian steps to bring the virus spread under control at home, China is now doing the same to prevent imported infections. It has announced a drastic reduction in international flights and is banning foreigners from entry beginning Saturday. A medical evacuation plane exploded in a ball of flames during takeoff on Sunday in the Philippine capital, killing all 8 passengers and crew on board, officials said. The plane was bound from Manila to Japan and burst into flames at the end of the runway, Manila's main airport said, adding that fire crews were dispatched to douse the plane with foam. The Lion Air plane was carrying 3 medical personnel, 3 flight crew, a patient, and a companion, the head of the Philippine Red Cross said on Twitter. South Korea and Japan said that North Korea Sunday fired 2 suspected ballistic missiles into the sea. This, they say, continues a streak of weapons launches, suggesting North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is trying to strengthen domestic support amid worries about a possible coronavirus outbreak in his country. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said it detected the missiles flying from the North Korean eastern coastal city of Wonsan into the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan Sunday morning. For more comprehensive coverage, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote.